Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro. It is good to be in the pet world. Folks, BlogPost 2014 has been a lot of fun, meeting a lot of wonderful people with a lot of great stories. And one of those great stories is joining us right now. We've got Jim Nelson from Tripods.com joining us. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks.
Let's tell the folks a little bit about what you are all about.
So a long story short is Tripods.com is actually a blogging network, and it's the largest online community of support for people facing amputation for their pets, amputee cats and dogs. We started 7 years ago as a standalone blog when our first dog, Jerry, lost a limb to cancer. And people started asking us questions, so we started discussion forums, launched a chat room so people could kind of talk to each other, and now we host nearly 900 blogs where people are sharing their own stories with each other.
That's really remarkable. And you know, all the listeners out there, y'all know Sugar, my best friend, has a titanium leg. But I always tell everybody, we would have loved her whether she had three or four legs. So this one really hits home for me. And to hear 900, I mean, that is such a great community, and to be able to share that information back and forth, it has to be comforting and educational.
It is, and it's kind of a bittersweet tale because the majority of those dogs have cancer, and a lot of our members do come and go, but we have, you know, 5,000 registered members on the website. Close to 1,000 of them are actually sharing their stories in blogs, 8,000 of them over on Facebook, lots of Twitter followers, millions of views on YouTube, but we're all about getting that story out there. We had just one story to begin with. Now we have all of these other people with the different types of cancers, the different reasons for amputation. Our current spokesdog, Wyatt, lost a rear limb to neglect. Lots, you know, people, dogs get shot, kicked by horses, jump out of cars. But again, most of them have some sort of cancer.
Wow, it is remarkable. You know, folks, here's another example of cancer creeping into the pet world. We've got to be more aware of this. What I really like about what you guys are doing, too, is that it is the pet parents driving that information. You know, certainly we want the experts and we really appreciate everything they're doing, but sometimes we just need to hear from, speak to someone who's going through what we're going through.
And that's what Tripods is all about, because when we first got the news about Jerry, we were certainly devastated. We turned to the web and there's some great resources out there for clinical information, a lot of medical information, but what we were lacking was a sense of support for us, because honestly, the dogs and cats cope much better with recovery than the people do, and they're going to follow our lead. So if we are panic and overreact, it's going to be a more difficult recovery than those are, you know, strong, balanced pack leaders, and understand that dogs are born with three legs and a spare. You know, they're going to get along quite well. They're going to adapt and adjust.
Without a doubt, you're very adaptable. What things have you learned from others, and what keeps that inspiration level up for you?
Boy, the one thing that I learned was what I just mentioned, is that, you know, the dogs and cats really do adapt much easier and better than we do, and we need to learn from them. We learned from Jerry that life goes on and that we need to take every day and live in the moment. And the most important thing about that is that it's about quality of life, not quantity. Everyone always comes to our site and says, oh my God, he was only given 4 or 6 months to live. Why not make those 4 to 6 months the most important, most impressive, most fun time he'll ever have?
What have been some of the common themes that you see from your members?
Oh, common themes are really a bond that gets... It's a bittersweet story. You know, it's a tragic thing that happens, but it's really life-changing. People really create a tighter bond with their tripods and learn from them.
Yeah.
How to enjoy life in the moment.
You know what? And it's so true. You know, a big part of my path into the pet world comes to carrying Sugar on my chest, because after the surgery, we needed to make sure she didn't do any, you know, damage. And that bond... You know, we adopted her. She had been thrown out of a car. She was very afraid of people. And lo and behold, she's my best friend. And she cares. And my wife and I talk about this a lot. She cares for our kids as much as we do. because we care so much, and she knows that. And that bond that you're talking about, I can see that. That is great. That hits me.
It really does affect the people, and I think it really affects the dogs as well. The quick story behind Tripods is when Jerry got sick, we sold everything. We kind of took a 180 in our life, got rid of it all, bought an RV, and he was given 6 months to live. So we said, let's go love life with him, put our life on hold, travel the country, and he ended up living 2 years. And we think that daily adventure kind of contributed to that. And my wife Renee and I wouldn't have the life we have. We're still traveling now with Wyatt. We wouldn't have that if it wasn't for this bittersweet beginning.
Wow, that is wonderful. Now, I want to make sure people know where they can follow all that you all are doing, get more great information, share stories, an occasional hug or two.
Definitely.
Let's talk about this, because this is great. So folks, write this one down. You want some inspiration, check this out.
Thank you for that. Tripods is spelled with a paw, P-A-W-D-S. So tripods.com is really its own social network. We have the blogs that people can start their own free blogs about their own cats and dogs. We've got huge discussion forums, popular chat room where there's always someone there for support. When you're turning and you want that virtual hug, you jump into our chat room. And then we have, of course, facebook.com/tripods, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. We're sharing inspirational photos and videos all the time just to get the word out there that, you know, they really are born with three legs and a spare.
I love it. Jim, thank you so much for all that you and everyone with Tripods is doing. So important, and it is truly making a huge difference. So keep up the great work, and we certainly want to have you back on soon to share more stories. Folks, we are going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to talk about going on in the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Are you a pet parent looking for a book that can teach you about dog nutrition, training, or other dog essentials? If so, look to Dogwise Publishing. Since 2001, they've been committed to publishing books by dog experts that improve upon the information available, emphasize humane training methods, share cutting-edge science, and proven solutions to make living with a dog more fun and enjoyable. Visit dogwisepublishing.com for more information on their extensive expert dog book releases and diverse dog book offerings. Again, that's dogwisepublishing.com. SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit slimdoggy.com for more information.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.